The MadTech Podcast Special, focusing on the most important topics in AdTech and MarTech.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the MadTech Podcast Special. I'm Matt Broughton, Research Leader at ExchangeWire, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Ganga Chiravari, who is President of Product and Development at Dentsu APAC.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I appreciate the the invite, and I'm quite excited on these topics to have a discussion.
Yes, it's going to be a good one. Today, we're going to be going through all things data-driven and programmatic advertising. But before we kick in, Ganga, please tell me about your role at Dentsu.
Sure. I am, as you just mentioned, President for Product and Development. That largely means that I'm responsible for most of the product technology and development decisions that happen within APAC. Most of my work is customer-facing products and technology. Either it's Dentsu products and sort of looking at how they would fit into the APAC ecosystem or looking at new solutions and development of products that we can actually do for our customers.
Really interesting to have you with us and, yeah, looking forward to this one. We'll dive straight into it. So the first question is, how is the advertising industry evolving in terms of moving beyond cost-saving media strategies, and how is the programmatic sphere developing within that?
That's very interesting. I've been in this space, specifically what used to be called RTB some 13, 14 years ago, when it started off in more APAC, probably around 13 years ago. And I think the fundamentals of advertising was primarily supported by technology coming in, what was then real-time bidding, which has become sort of a lot into the programmatic language that we see. The drive was largely towards an efficiency value add, but that being done at scale. Now, over time, what sort of we have seen now is the programmatic system space and ecosystem started getting heavily disintermediated with a significant rise of technology players. We saw quite a lot of technology players in the very famous LumaScape going all around the globe with a bunch of products, and you could pretty much pick a slice and you had around 40 products or 40 companies in that space. A lot of the times, actually, I think features were being treated as products and companies too. And we saw sort of an effect of that in terms of the last 8 or 10 years of the consolidation that we saw in the ad tech space itself. But I think while that was happening, this idea of actually efficiency value add and cost savings started coming into question, because as you brought in more and more of so-called technology into that space, obviously there was a lot more of slicing and cutting that was going on. And therefore, the opaqueness and the cost saving idea actually started taking a bit of a hit. And a lot of questions were being raised whether programmatic is really getting to the point of, not being comprehensible for its original goals that it actually started off with. But I think the development over the years has now seen a slight turn that we are able to see now, the maturity that we are beginning to see. And I think it probably does follow a little bit of the standard technology hype scale that people talk about. But certainly the maturity that we are seeing and the turn that we are seeing now is transparency is coming in quite a bit. One of the reasons for that to happen, I think, at least from our perspective, is there's better explainability of the media spend. I say better because it is still a journey. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening to this thinking, no, I don't think so. There's still some opaqueness that's there in the system, which probably is true. But there's better explainability to the media spend, specifically to the outcomes and goals, which is actually something that we all should be always worried about when we are working with our clients. I should also say a focus on establishing the communication with the consumer for the brand with engaging messages. That promise in programmatic is actually getting better. It is more right than not, if I can say that. And it's also leveraging the past decade or so of learnings, failures, and advancements that we have seen. And I think coming from an engineer, you can certainly look at this as failures help us a lot to understand how to improve our processes and products. So that was a very important sort of area for us. The other two areas I should mention in terms of the new developments that's happening and how programmatic is moving. One is a continued focus on proximity towards supply which, you know, I guess you can call it supply optimization, but largely the goal is that the buy wants to get closer and closer to the sort of the supply itself, and how to make those paths sort of direct, as linear as possible, as clear as possible. And without a doubt, the focus on sustainability and sustainable supply, while it is still nascent, I think is an important stride that we have made if you consider the journey for the past 14, 15 years.
Yeah, definitely. And it's great to hear from your perspective how it's a maturing industry, and that we're learning from past errors and past mistakes, and you know, trying to craft a new and better industry. But as that industry, you know, sees an increased reliance on data and that change in consumer behavior, as you mentioned, what are the key strategies that brands should adapt to stay competitive?
And this is a great question, because I think it's not necessarily about programmatic. And as the question suggests, obviously, it's a lot about the advertising industry in general and what they look at from a consumer behavior standpoint. One thing we do think is that the fundamentals of the typical funnel are getting challenged for sure. If we look at it, the consumers interact and engage at their time in various ecosystems with the brand. Many a times, they're transacting with the brand's products and services in these ecosystems, which is not very typical in terms of how you look at the funnel or how we used to look at the funnel. We believe the brands need to know their strengths within these consumer ecosystems, whether these are e-commerce ecosystems, whether they are social conversations, whether we are talking about various media formats and screens, or whether we are looking at very highly engaged ecosystems such as gaming and entertainment. I think for the brand, what's becoming vital is to understand what is their play in these ecosystems. How do they actually interact and communicate with their consumers within the ecosystems? And sometimes they're very transactional, but still, they need to figure out their right strategies within the ecosystems. And it's also possible that some of these ecosystems may not have a play for a certain brand, which is perfectly okay. But there are others in which they can actually develop their strengths, which could mean strengths in how they work in the advertising space, in any of the practices that, for example, Dentsu has, whether it's on the creative side, the CXM, or on the media practices that we have.
Interesting. And you mentioned those varied ecosystems there that the consumer is interacting with. Where does the value lie for programmatic within those various ecosystems?
Yeah, I think one thing that may be happening, and, you know, I guess from my standpoint, you know, there's a possible area of questioning that. But I do think the novelty of new platforms for media buying has probably ceased to exist the way it was. Because in general, the fundamentals of what a platform offers and how we interact with our consumer, how the brand interacts with the consumer, those fundamentals are getting a lot more highlighted as opposed to just the platform itself, if I look at it from that perspective. But modern programmatic ecosystems are actually about crafting capabilities in using out-of-the-box or custom-built algorithms, both using data and content. They're also actually about building curation where it makes sense, and then also finding programmatic methods of buying to engage for transactional customers. And most critically, I should say, doing all of this, ensuring measurement, metrics, and effectiveness is driven with sometimes new age metrics, because it's an evolving ecosystem and there's always actually new age metrics available to us, but always relying also on standard metrics so that we have a very strong bedrock or fundamental of looking at our metrics and measurement. But I think I should add that spending time in testing, learning, and constantly challenging how a line of sight into attribution can be done is probably the most important thing to do for anybody sort of dealing with modern programmatic ecosystems.
Absolutely. And you touched upon it there, and it's a really, really good point in terms of those technological advancements within data analytics and AI. How are those helping marketers better understand their sources of growth and access to new customers?
Yeah, you know, I think in terms of just that area of technology and advancements, I think, haven't we seen a lot in the last 18 months? I mean, just the buzz that we hear in terms of AI and generative AI specifically has just taken over. Every news feed, every post that you see has something to do with those two letters. And I think we've got some phenomenal number of memes going around also of some sort of AI-related executives sort of talking about it, right? But I think, you know, there is some truth to it, definitely, in terms of how these advancements are helping us. I think the advancement in the models, the fact that you have something known as a large language model now in our common parlance, which actually didn't exist for us in probably 2 years ago, the fact that there are multiple models available, so in terms of having different classifications to them, you know, there is a large model, there's a small model, and they are now being classified for purposes that you can use them. All of this actually is more about saying that if you have such advancements in technology, can you actually match it to your business outputs? Can you figure out a pathway from this advancement that you're able to use towards actually building your business outputs for it? And I think there's definitely a certain line of sight that is getting built. We are very early in this phase. We're probably just around 18 months to 2 years, and that's very early to speak about. But I still think there are certain pathways that are getting built. Analytics itself may benefit by, I guess, two or three ways. One, efficiently, we could basically use our time towards working on more complex questions from our clients and solving for them. Whereas the more basic report generation, inquiry-based dashboarding, all of that can actually be left more towards the advanced tech that's available. You build it a certain way, and you can also change it if you want to on the fly. And those kinds of things actually are pretty much foundational, readily available. And we may not be spending a lot of time on that space, so to speak, because it'll come out of the box. That means that we'll have a lot more time to talk to our clients, figure out their complex problems across the various ecosystems they're operating with, figuring out, like I said earlier, what is their line of sight towards measurement metrics? How do they connect it to their business outcomes? Can marketing really push up the ladder to sort of show the business outcomes to them? And that becomes a primary responsibility for all of us with these advancements that we are actually able to benefit from.
Yeah, definitely. It's about demonstrating the value of the ad spend that's going through the ecosystem. Looking forward now, what are the most significant trends shaping the future of data-driven growth in advertising, and how can brands ensure that they are building a solid foundation for success in this new landscape?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things about data-driven growth, and I think we've all heard the data-driven part for a long while now. There was first a huge conversation about big data. It took a while for everybody to understand what exactly is big data and what do they have. And yeah, there was all this anxiety around, do I have big data? Do I have to own big data? Where do I get big data, right? So there's a lot of question around it, which basically was all towards data-driven growth. And that's more specific to advertising itself. But I think the age-old question on what is good data, how much data is relevant, how to work with essentially a data-driven growth model, all of these questions still remain very pertinent. They're not going away, and they probably won't go away in general. But the primary goals that I think brands should look for is, one, to have a robust qualification of what data sets provide necessary information for them so that they can actually build it, they can own it if it makes strategic sense and value for them to own that kind of data, or partner with agencies such as Dentsu to basically build it and then sort of work towards ownership if they want to have ownership of that data. But largely qualifying and figuring out what data actually is relevant to them is probably the one important step. And this could be any level, by the way. It could be your media optimization data. It could be larger sets we talk about, whether it's first-party data. It could be your consumer behavior data, contextual data that you want to look at. But that's important to first qualify as to what data is of value to me as a brand. The approach generally we discuss is to have building blocks. You have enough clarity on a set of data that you work with. You know what it's actually giving you in terms of your line of sight. And then you sort of build on top of it with more complex data, and you want to work on more complex data as a next step, and so on and so forth. Sharpening each stage of the building block is important. So you learn a lot. You're able to provide that data vertically and horizontally across in your organization. So you're able to actually explain it. because explainability is a big area, whether it's product technology or data. And the more you do that and you're able to repeat that process, I think that's where you start building a very sound foundation in terms of success that you look for when you look at data-driven growth.
Ganga, thanks ever so much for joining us. It's been a really interesting deep dive into data-driven programmatic and the advertising ecosystem within APAC. So thank you ever so much for joining us.
Fantastic. Thanks, Matt. It was a pleasure.
Thank you all ever so much for listening to this edition of the MagTech Podcast Special.